All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Call from Georgia. Chad, what's shaking in Macon?
I know the F-150 kicks butt and takes names.
Like how the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 thrashes the competition with best-in-class towing and torque?
Mm-hmm, not surprised. Totally saw that coming.
Chad, how do you know so much about F-150 beating the competition?
I drive the competition. Got a 10-year lease.
Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that fact on a national talk radio show.
Good call. The Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar. It is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Now get a 2019 F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21040 on 2019 Ford F-150. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/119. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Searchers pull the bodies of a woman and her 9-year-old twin daughters from the water after police in Michigan say she intentionally drove a car carrying them into the Kalamazoo River last night. Investigators don't yet know why the woman drove into the water. Protesters in Hong Kong calling for their leader's ouster.
The extradition bill, which touched off massive protests like this one in Hong Kong, for now is on the back burner, but Hong Kong's leader remains under pressure to step down. Carrie Lam apologizing but digging in when it comes to finishing out her 3 remaining years, also not withdrawing the controversial bill, just promising it won't be reintroduced during her time in office. The legislation makes it easier for Hong Kong to send suspected criminals to mainland China and other jurisdictions where it doesn't have extradition agreements. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort is being moved to a prison in New York.
New York County District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. had asked that former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort be moved to Rikers Island Jail, but the Justice Department rejected the idea. A New York state judge had ordered the transfer earlier this month, but because Manafort was convicted on federal charges, any attempt to move him out of federal custody has to be okayed by the Deputy Attorney General, who said no. Manafort is now being held in federal custody in Manhattan. He is serving 7 years for foreign lobbying and witness tampering and is now charged on 16 counts in New York, including residential mortgage fraud and falsifying business records. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
U.S. home construction slipped a bit in May as a sharp drop in single-family construction was only partially offset by a rise in apartment building. The latest Commerce Department report showing construction starts slipped nearly a tenth of a percent from April. Falling mortgage rates are expected to help boost home construction and sales in the coming months. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hi, I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and thankfully the 80th legislative session here in Nevada is finally over. So what exactly did we learn? Well, really, we learned that big government is big government's biggest cheerleader. Everybody always says special interests are dangerous, but what they don't realize is government is the biggest special interest of them all. They had lobbyists up there, government unions pressured lawmakers, and in the end, it was government's priorities that really pulled the most weight with lawmakers, which is why what we do at Nevada Policy is so important. We got a few wins, we held the line on a handful of issues, and we were able to make some taxpayers' priorities the number one issue for some lawmakers. But obviously, there's still a lot left to do, and we can't do it without you. Visit NevadaPolicy.org and partner with us. We can keep Nevada free and prosperous, but it begins with good ideas, and it begins with you. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. The 80th Nevada legislature has come and gone. What is left behind? We'll talk about that. This special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Joining us, a guy that knows a lot about a lot of stuff around this state, and he's a good guy to boot, Michael Schaus, the Communications Director for Nevada Policy, who joins us in studio, no less. Michael, always good to see you. Thanks, man.
Yeah, good to see you. I actually have a T-shirt that says, that's what I do. I smoke cigars and I know things.
And you know things. I love that. Your reflections, now that we've had a couple of weeks to kind of digest what went on, we know the bills that the governor has signed. We know a bill or two that got vetoed by Governor Sisolak. There is still controversy surrounding education and whether the Clark County School District has enough money for 170 deans or 5% raises for teachers. Let's talk the education part first. There are still a lot of question marks remaining, are there not?
Yeah, there are a lot of question marks, but I think the real takeaway, there are two big takeaways when it comes to the education fiasco in the state. First of all, understand that they got more money than they were initially expecting, all right? So they were given the money that they said they needed, that Clark County said that they needed, and it wasn't a day after the session ended, and they said, oh, whoops, never mind, we actually need more. And that is the pattern that you are going to see in public education time and time and time again. I mean, look at New York State. You know, in that state, they spend about $20,000 per student. It's a massive amount of money, and yet the schools still say, hey, we need more money. So they're always going to want more money. The bigger takeaway for me, and I was actually talking to some folks in the office about this, you know, the people that were in charge in the legislature, they described themselves as progressives. There's nothing progressive about what they did with education. They are doing the exact same thing that we have been doing for decades, throwing more money at a public system that has completely failed students. When it comes to any sort of innovation or any sort of alternative, they actively worked to kill those alternatives, such as the opportunity tax scholarships. So I just want people to really think about the fact that there's nothing progressive about the way that we are handling education here in this state right now.
You know what is surprising to me is that parents have not had an uprising, that there hasn't been a groundswell storming the schools, demanding that our kids be taken care of. We know that our kids are in failing schools.
Yeah.
And yet parents, you know, they say, well, we're going to limit opportunity scholarships. We're going to totally eliminate ESAs, education savings accounts. We're going to put pressure on charter schools. We're going to do everything we can in our power to make sure that the only thing left standing are brick and mortar public schools.
Yeah, and I really want people to understand this is the challenge that we have on this side of the debate. Those of us that believe in competition and choice and education alternatives, the real challenge that we have is changing the way that people think about education. There were a lot of parents that showed up at the Clark County School District upset because CCSD says they don't have enough money. The problem is that we as a society, we're stuck in this place where we think, oh, public school means that school down the road that happens to be near where I live, that's where I send my kid, and it needs to be a better school. Well, okay, that's true. It does need to be a better school, but that's not the only way we can deliver education in this state. And until people really start to realize that there are alternatives there, it's going to be an uphill battle. Now, I will say we've made progress in this state. 60 to 70% of parents in Nevada support the concept of opportunity scholarships. That's huge. When you look at some of these really disadvantaged communities, Hispanics, almost 75% of Hispanics believe in the idea of school choice. So it's there. It's just it has not been such a massive part of our culture that people don't really think about it. People think, oh, we need better schools, give them more money. And that's the challenge that we really have to overcome.
Okay, the Clark County Education Association has promised a strike if there are major cuts. Now, 170 deans, I don't know if they perceive that as massive cuts, but they said if there are massive cuts to the budget, we're going to go on strike. We are authorizing a strike. Are they going to strike?
I would not be surprised. I mean, we've seen this not only here in Nevada, but just across the nation. We have seen teacher unions really, really become a whole lot more hostile. We've seen more strikes, more walkouts, more threats of strikes, such as we're seeing here in Clark County. We've seen that more and more, and I think the reason why is in the post-Janus world. Janus, that Supreme Court case, really worried unions because all of a sudden they saw that their revenues, their dues, might go down.
And explain what Janus was.
All it really was, it wasn't even that groundbreaking. All it said is if you work for a public entity, you do not have to join a union if you don't want to. So you can have the right to opt out. Here in Nevada, teachers have always had the right to opt out. Actually, it's coming up early in July. But here was the problem is I think unions really saw for the first time in a long time that they had to prove that they were providing value to their members. And the way that they know how to do that, the way that unions have always done that is they say, that's it, we're really going to fight for you. So they start threatening strikes. Now, whether or not that's actually translating to value for teachers is a whole other debate, but I think that's what this is. Clark County Education Association, they are prepared to tell their members, hey, look, we're going to do whatever it takes to get you more money. After all, that is their one job. Their job's not to improve education. The CCEA, their job is to make sure that teachers have more money and can pay more dues.
More coming up from Michael Shouse, NPRI. And by the way, they've got a big major event coming up in Reno tomorrow night at the Pepper Mill. Tammy Bruce is going to speak. And we will get that. It's the spring celebration for NPRI, and we'll talk about tickets and the whole thing. There are still tickets remaining?
There are still tickets. We had such massive interest that we are still allowing people to buy a few tickets.
I still have
some open. So
I love that. I love that. More with Michael Shouse coming up, communications director for NPRI, and we'll come back and we'll delve further into education, but also at some of the other things the Democrats did now that they're in control of the Assembly, the State Senate, and the governorship. All that and more coming up live and local now. The 2020 presidential election campaign is underway. Democrats will showcase their growing field of presidential candidates June 26th and 27th in Miami. They got so many presidential wannabes, it's going to take two nights to hear from them all. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Live and Local Now is teaming up with the Nevada Republican Party to host our first 2020 debate watch parties. And yes, we're going to Rhythm Kitchen. Wednesday and Thursday, June 26th and 27th. Doors open at 5, the debate begins at 6. Get there early and see our special pregame show. Enjoy free hors d'oeuvres. Be sure to wear your MAGA gear and feel free to hoot and holler when you see Pocahontas, Sleepy Joe Biden, or Crazy Bernie. Remember the fun we had in 2016 at our Rhythm Kitchen Republican debate watch parties? We're picking up where we left off. And here's the best part. Admission is free. Go to NevadaGOP.org to get your free tickets. And we'll see you June 26th and 27th at our presidential debate headquarters, Rhythm Kitchen, on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
My friends, you know breakfast is my favorite time of the day. And nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's. Mmm, mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ooh, yeah. It's maravilloso.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands? Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this special NPRI report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Joining us, as he does from time to time, Michael Shouse, Communications Director for NPRI. Let me just ask you, overall, a lot of us were wondering how bad this whole thing was going to be. Oh, the Democrats control the Senate. They control the Assembly. They've got a supermajority in the Assembly. They've got the governorship. And they can do whatever they want. And they did a lot of really bad stuff. The overview. Give me the overview of this 80th Nevada legislature.
Yeah, I would say that we knew this was going to be a difficult legislature going into it. I mean, we just knew it was going to be a tough session. If you were a taxpayer, if you're a business owner, if you're a parent, we knew that your interests were not really going to be the ones that are represented up there. I will say, it was kind of an eye-opening session for me, at least, because really looking at it, you saw the most powerful forces there were government unions, government agencies. I mean, Clark County had lobbyists up there to lobby for more of your tax dollars. It was amazing. When we were helping push through one of the transparency, the pro-transparency bills, every single person who was opposed to that was a government entity. They were up there testifying, saying, no, no, don't make us answer questions for the public. That's too difficult. So that was the big takeaway, was just seeing how much power government had to lobby basically itself. That was really the takeaway, more than Democrat or Republican, more than progressive or conservative or libertarian. The second takeaway, though, is that nonetheless, taxpayers did still have a little bit of a voice up there. We did see some things happen. You know, some of the progressive priorities watered down. The collective bargaining for state workers was watered down, so that way the governor can basically veto whatever contract comes about. Those were minor wins, but they're important wins because it tells you that even when you have all of government lobbying against your interests, there is still a place there for taxpayers to have a voice. So I think moving forward, it's really important for people to understand that we need to do more of that. We need to make sure that taxpayers, the amount of people representing taxpayers up there, need to outweigh the amount of people who are representing government.
Now, even though there is no legislative session for another year and a half, the fact is that government goes on. How does government operate? There are a lot of people that don't know this. How does government operate in these off years?
I'm going to say shady. That's just the way that. No, we. One of the things that we're going to be watching is, you know, right now we're trying to figure out the details. Clark County is trying to figure out how they're going to spend all this money that they got. You're going to see the policy issues that are going to be cropping up in the news. It's going to mostly be that type of thing. It's going to be government entities, government agencies trying to figure out how they're spending money, you're probably going to see, well, you better see a lawsuit over the modified business tax that was increased is what I'm going to say, but Democrats are saying it was extended. You're probably going to see a lawsuit over that. There might be a lawsuit on a couple of other issues that Democrats passed. It's even though the session is over, the political fights are not going to be over.
Do we know who's going to sue?
We don't at this point.
Is NPRI going to be a part of that?
It's something, you know, we've talked to some folks. The biggest problem that we have in this state is we don't have taxpayer standing. So if you want to sue the government over something, you have to be directly impacted.
And by the way, that's because you're a nonprofit.
Well, taxpayer standing is something that some states have it specifically in code, saying if any taxpayer can sue the government if they think the government's breaking the rules. Some states don't have that codified, but it's in practice through the courts. Here in Nevada, that's never been settled. So it could be that, you know, you, Kevin Wall, say, hey, I think government's doing something illegal. I want to sue. You can get a lawyer, and the judge can say, I'm sorry, you don't have standing. This issue, even if the government's breaking the rules, doesn't directly impact you, so we're not going
to
hear it.
Now, legal people I've talked to say this is probably going to be a slam dunk, that this is so obvious and so logical that a fix would have to be in at the state Supreme Court level for this not to be overturned.
I absolutely agree. I mean, really, any of the Republicans ought to be bringing forward a lawsuit any day because they've got standing.
Standing? Will it be members of the legislature?
Members of the legislature will have standing. In theory, a business could have standing if a business wants to sue because they don't want to continue paying this now unconstitutional tax. They could have standing. You might be able to get a taxpayer that has standing, but that's going to be more of an uphill battle. I think the legal question of whether or not they need a two-thirds majority to pass that tax is such a clear-cut issue, and it's such a slam dunk for Republicans, that the easiest thing would be for a Republican or a business to just bring forward a lawsuit. And we ought to be doing that right now, honestly, because the courts don't move fast. You don't want this court case to last 3 years, because the Democrats will have a chance to institute new taxes in the meantime.
And more than that, these school districts and others in government have to know how much money they have to spend.
Exactly.
If suddenly there's a $100 million hole in the budget, now you're talking about another special session
exactly.
or something like that.
Exactly. And if you wait too long and the court case, let's say the court case takes a few years, all that money, that $100-plus million, will have already been spent. So how exactly would you fix that? Right now, if we were to take this to court and if we were to get it fast-tracked through the court system, the court could very easily say, I'm sorry, this was an unconstitutional tax. You guys don't have enough money, basically, to do what you want to do. And the legislature then would have to hold a special session and figure out what they want to do. They would either have to raise taxes the constitutional way with a two-thirds majority, or they'd have to cut their spending a little bit. And that... Really, that's not a draconian proposal, by the way, because even without the modified business tax extension or increase, we're still seeing more revenue than we've seen in previous years.
Jesus Jara is the new superintendent. He came up with this idea of cutting 170 deans.
Right.
Now, explain what a dean is. Is it like the dean of students Animal House or something like that.
Yeah, putting people in double secret probation all the time.
Yeah.
Effectively. Now it's an administrative position. I'm actually not sure what union these deans might belong to, if any. I don't know if it would be the administrators union or if it'd be the teachers union. But regardless, you're gonna have unions that are upset about this. This is a somewhat controversial move for him simply because people look at, you're cutting a bunch of positions. Isn't this going to be horrible for the school's administrative system? The truth is, this school district has been wasting money in ridiculous amounts for decades. There was a program that it tried to put in a few years ago to basically improve its supervisory capacity. They spent $100 million on that, and they are right back to where they started. They made no progress whatsoever. Their internal audit says they have supervisors who are supervising one person. One of the biggest, most damning things in the audit that I read recently was that the Clark County School District doesn't even have a business plan. They consume billions of taxpayer dollars, and they don't even have a business plan on how they're going to spend that money. So regardless of whether he wants to eliminate 100 deans or 150 deans, I don't really care. That's not going to be enough to solve the underlying issue.
But the bottom line is, and I know Victor Jakes in his column over the weekend came out and said it, the district's got enough money.
Absolutely.
It's a matter of, do they want to spend it on deans or on teachers? And Jesus Jara is choosing to favor the teachers union and is giving them essentially 5% raises, 3% from the governor, 2% merit.
Yeah. I mean, that's you know, it makes political sense for him. And this, by the way, is the underlying problem with public education. It is a political enterprise. The reason why he's making the choices that he's making, the reason why the people are getting fired that might be getting fired, is because he's making a political decision. He says it's politically safe to appease the teachers union because the teachers union is the powerful one that will go on strike if I don't make them happy. And that's how all of public education is run. That's the reason why we have this supposed deficit this year, is because it's political interests that control it. And they're looking after their own self-interest, not necessarily the self-interest of the child.
More coming up from Michael Shouse, Communications Director for NPRI. Stick around. We're going to talk more about what's going on here in the state of Nevada and in SoCal. We're also going to talk about the president's speech, and we're going to talk about a big dinner tomorrow night in Reno featuring Tammy Bruce. She is absolutely fabulous. She was on the show last week. And she'll be speaking tomorrow at the Peppermill in Reno. We'll tell you how you can get tickets and all of that coming up. It's all straight ahead, live and local now.
Fox Business Network stocks are rallying in afternoon trading after President Trump tweeted that he and his Chinese counterpart had a very good telephone conversation and will be meeting later this month at the G20 summit in Japan. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on what will be discussed.
The United States wants to continue the conversations about structural changes regarding intellectual property theft and forced technology transfers and market openings and tariffs.
Technology stocks with significant Chinese exposure were among the biggest gainers today, with Apple climbing as well as chip makers like Intel and Nvidia. And shares of Boeing are spiking. They're up about 4% after the aerospace giant won a landmark 737 MAX order from British Airways parent International Airlines Group, ending a sales drought in the wake of the grounding of the aircraft following two fatal crashes. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter announces Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan has decided not to pursue the position so that he can devote more time to his family. The president says he'll name Secretary of the Army Mark Esper as the new Acting Defense Secretary, that he knows him and he'll do a great job. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says after meeting with military leaders in Florida that President Trump doesn't want war with Iran and that diplomacy comes first.
But we can't do that without making sure that we have the capability to respond if Iran makes a bad decision.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the possibility of military escalation with Iran should be discussed with the American people, not in closed-door meetings, and that with President Trump holding a rally tonight in Florida,
the president, instead of tonight talking about all this immigration stuff, which he's going to, he ought to tell the people at his rally what he wants to do in Iran.
The Iranian government denies involvement in recent attacks on oil tankers off its coast. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute.
We're going
to
be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Michael Schaus joining us. He is the Communications Director for NPRI. You got a major event coming up tomorrow night, your celebration. And I'm so excited because I love Tammy Bruce.
Oh, Tammy Bruce is great. I mean, if you have not ever heard Tammy Bruce on the radio, first of all, shame on you. But also, you've got to look her up online. She's on Fox News all the time. She is incredibly bright. She's got a great sense of humor, and she's going to be the keynote speaker at our event at the Peppermill in Reno tomorrow. I'm super excited. I'm going to be flying up in the morning. I know that we've had a tremendous response, a ton of people wanting to go to this event. So previously, we were supposed to stop accepting tickets, I think, last week sometime, but we had so many people still calling us. We said, all right, let's keep doing it for a while. So you can still get tickets. I believe we still have some available. If you go to nevadapolicy.org, just click on the events tab, and it's right there. If you're going to be in Reno, it's definitely going to be worth the trip to the Peppermill.
And the Peppermill is a great venue. Can you talk a little bit about our state and maybe the state of the state? I know that Tammy's going to be talking about the nation. We'll probably be talking a lot about the president's speech tonight. But I'm curious your thoughts on the state of the state of Nevada.
Yeah, I think to a certain extent, the state of Nevada is kind of a microcosm of what's going on nationally. We've seen the demographics shifting. We've seen, I joke all the time that Donald Trump is absolutely right. We need to build a wall. He's just picked the wrong border. It should be on California and Nevada's border. there is definitely a change in this state. We are not the libertarian state that we used to be, say, even 10 years ago. But that's not concern for hope. I mean, that's not. You still have some room for hope in there. You still have some room for free market success stories in there, because I think that there's this real mentality in this state that people still don't trust government. They don't like government. It's just we have a lot of people who have been brought up to think that government solves problems. So there's a challenge there for us. We need to show people that government is not good at solving problems. But overall, that's going to take some time. And it's going to require talking to new people in new ways.
And you're going to have to talk to them in their language. We've got a huge growth in Hispanics in our state. And you've got people who understand social media and don't remember what an 8-track tape was.
Yes.
I mean, there are people in our state that are, you have to reach them differently.
Yeah, absolutely. Your audiences are changing, but also the way that you reach that audience is changing. It used to be that if you put something up on a big billboard on, you know, right next to the highway, people would see it, and that was considered really good advertising. In today's world, your return on investment on that billboard is abysmal. You can spend a fraction of the money and put it towards, say, social media or maybe certain online ads or email plans, and you're going to have a whole lot more impact. So we've got new audiences that we need to reach, and I go around the state and I talk to a lot of different groups, conservative and libertarian groups, and I point out that what you talk to that audience about might change as well. To a parent, what they really care about is their child's education. A business owner might care most about whether or not they can expand their business. So payroll taxes might matter to them. The average person who's just working 9 to 5 and they don't have a kid, they're going to have a whole new set of concerns than some of the other audiences that we've been talking to in the past. So it's going to be an uphill battle, but it really requires us reaching out to new groups and new people.
Tonight in Orlando, actually late afternoon, 5 o'clock Pacific time, the president is going to speak to the nation at a rally in Orlando, Florida. He's going to talk to Republicans, to Libertarians, and yes, even to Democrats. And he's going to announce that he's running for re-election. I think we all knew that. Duh. What do you expect from the speech tonight? Will it be his typical rally speech? Will it be a little different, you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to be. I mean, you're not going to see Donald Trump suddenly change his personality. It's going to be classic Trump. And ultimately what that means, especially for us here in Nevada, that means not everybody's going to like it. You know, if you look at, for example, California is probably going to absolutely hate him. Just the entire state of California is going to hate Donald Trump, including some of the Republicans out there. But Donald Trump knows that his brand has worked. And so he's going to stick with his brand. And it is going to be classic Trump. Our role, if you are in the liberty movement here in this state, is find those pieces of his speech, find those pieces of his rally that really do speak to groups that otherwise might not like Donald Trump. You know, the example that I always point out is initially, way back when, I know this sounds like ancient history, but do you remember there was a Republican primary at one point and there were like 17 people there? I did not like a lot of what Donald Trump was saying, but that's because I wasn't listening to the parts that really matter to me. I was listening to him talk about tariffs, or I was listening to him talk about nationalized health care, and I wasn't hearing the fact that he was going to be picking really good conservative judges. I wasn't hearing the fact that he wanted to cut taxes or slash regulations. So it's important that, as kind of the middleman, if you are a liberty movement activist in Nevada, take those parts of his rally that are going to resonate with that person who lives down the street from you and share it with them.
Again, joining us, Michael Schaus, the communications director for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. I'm curious what you think of the polls that show the president behind most of the top-tier Democrats, and not just by a little bit within the margin of error. I'm talking about 7 to 10 points.
Yeah, there was one. Did it show Joe Biden up 9 points or something like that?
Yeah.
First and foremost, I'll say it's still early. A lot of things are going to change. We've got somewhere between 24 and 4,000 different Democrats running for president right now. I'm sure they're going to knock each other's approval numbers down a little bit. In addition to that, though, I'm not too worried about it, and I highly doubt Donald Trump is worried about it right now, simply because you're always going to see the incumbent down a little bit. And Donald Trump started down way down when he first entered the race way back when. So I think he's confident that he'll be able to notch that up, and I'm also sure that the Democrats are going to be knocking each other down over the course of the next few months.
We all remember back to 2016 and how the polls showed, even up to election night, that there was a 90% chance of Hillary winning and defeating Donald J. Trump. Which now, people like me go, do the polls really mean anything? Anything?
Yeah, that was such a... That was such a strange election year. It was about halfway through that year, I said, that's it. I am done making political predictions. Because it just, you couldn't get it right. And nobody could really get it very right. I think there's also another effect happening when you're talking about Donald Trump. And that's that there is a certain number of people out there. I have no idea how big it is or how small it is, but I know it exists. That would never in a million years tell a pollster that they support Donald Trump. Even if they do support Donald Trump, it's kind
of. You think they'll do it again?
I think that is going to exist. That group of people still exists. I know it exists. It's kind of like whenever you look at polling data when it comes to gun owners. You know, it always undersamples how many people actually own guns. Because I can tell you right now, if somebody called me and said, "Hey, we're trying to interview gun owners about some questions," I'd hang up, or I'd just tell them I have no guns, which is a flat-out lie. You're going to see the exact same thing happening with people when they're talking to pollsters about Donald Trump. They're going to say, oh, yeah, of course he's a racist. No, I don't like him. And when they get in that privacy of that polling booth, they say, you know what? I like the fact that I'm making more money in my paycheck. I like the fact that the economy seems to be moving forward. I like the fact that I feel a little bit more secure with this president. Let's go ahead and do Donald J. Trump. So it's not going to be the dependable polls, if they were ever dependable in the past. It's not going to be dependable this year.
Okay, one more time on the dinner tomorrow night in Reno, Tammy Bruce, Fox News contributor, conservative, and a woman who is incredibly intelligent, knows her stuff. She'll be your featured speaker.
Yeah, she'll be our keynote speaker. It's going to be a great night. We're going to have a lot of our good supporters there. You're going to be able to talk to a lot of us from the office there. We're going to kind of recap what happened in the session, and most importantly, what our plan is going forward. How are we going to keep Nevada free and prosperous? And then Tammy Bruce is going to come in and give us a little bit of a kind of national insight on some of these topics. It's going to be great. It's fun every single year. This year, I'm really excited about it. The Pepper Mill is hosting us, and that is an astounding place. If you've ever been to Reno and you've not been to the Pepper Mill, shame on you. You've got to go. So again, NevadaPolicy.org, click on the events tab. It's right there. You can still register, and you should be able to register through today unless we sell out of all of our spots.
Let's hope you do.
I'm kind of hoping I do, but I'll tell you what. We've had massive response to this. Folks seem very excited to see Tammy and really just find out what the plan is now since we've had this last legislative session that really was quite painful for taxpayers, parents, and free market advocates.
Michael, always good to see you, man. Thanks for coming by, and we will do this again hopefully soon.
Yeah, good to be here. Thanks.
Michael Shouse, Communications Director for NPRI, Nevada Policy, or Nevada Policy Research Institute. I just call him NPRI. Everybody seems to know him that way. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is live and local now. The 2020 presidential election campaign is underway. Democrats will showcase their growing field of presidential candidates June 26th and 27th in Miami. They got so many presidential wannabes, it's going to take two nights to hear from them all. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Live and Local Now is teaming up with the Nevada Republican Party to host our first 2020 debate watch parties. And yes, we're going to Rhythm Kitchen. Wednesday and Thursday, June 26th and 27th. Doors open at 5, the debate begins at 6. Get there early and see our special pregame show. Enjoy free hors d'oeuvres. Be sure to wear your MAGA gear and feel free to hoot and holler when you see Pocahontas, Sleepy Joe Biden, or Crazy Bernie. Remember the fun we had in 2016 at our Rhythm Kitchen Republican debate watch parties? We're picking up where we left off. And here's the best part. Admission is free. Go to NevadaGOP.org to get your free tickets, and we'll see you June 26th and 27th. at our presidential debate headquarters, Rhythm Kitchen, on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and press selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos. Only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I'm not sure how far over the hill he is, but Chris Matthews is a guy that's been around for like forever. He is a staple of the, well, he's an MSNBC host. That tells you where he is politically. And let's go to cut five real quick. I want to see if I can squeeze in Chris Matthews. He was on with Nicole Wallace. And if you don't know who Nicole Wallace is, former staffer under, I believe it was George W. or maybe George H.W. Bush. I'm not sure which one. But a former Republican stalwart who now has gone to the dark side with MSNBC. And he talks about elites. Now, what was fascinating about this clip is that it's not just Democrat elites. It's Republican elites as well. And there is a grain of truth to what he has to say. This is cut five, by the way. Chris Matthews on with Nicole Wallace on MSNBC.
I think people in both parties, the elite in both parties, think they went, they had great educations and they had great families they come from and they've had life pretty well. And they think because of all that, they're better than the people that they want to vote for them. And that sinks through. People get the message. You look down on me. You don't come and visit us. You you ignore us. You look down on. It's one thing to disagree about the abortion rights issue. Everybody, a lot of people disagree about it. There's very little in the middle. But if you start looking down on pro-life people, they're going to get the message. They'll say, you not only disagree with me, you look down on me for caring about life. I don't like you. You're not one of me. You're not part of me. I don't know you. I mean, this message sending is so, to me, transparent. The elite. And I don't know what you can do about it except stop being so damn elite. I mean, that's it. There's no doubt that's the appeal of Joe Biden. He doesn't look like an elitist. And he looks like a guy that wore a sports coat in the 60s, as he put it. During everything was going on in the 60s, he was wearing a sports coat. And he's not very ideological. Bernie's very ideological. I don't think the Democratic Party wants an ideological candidate. They want some reforms. They want to win. They want to get rid of this guy. I don't think they particularly want to go radically left and have the government run the economy. My God, where has that ever worked? Nowhere in history has a government effectively run an economy. So I think Bernie's going to lose with his ideology, which he's started to sell. I think he's crazy to do it. Nobody wants to hear that old stuff. And I used to go to anti-war rallies, and these old characters would show up with their card tables and their brochures, all the old left parties. Nobody wants that. They want a partisan victory for the Democrats, and they want a president they're proud of. They don't want a radical left, I don't think. You know, in a way, the reform campaign of Warren is interesting because it's reform. And we'll see if that works. I think your message is pretty smart.
That's Chris Matthews with Nicole Wallace yesterday on MSNBC. I want to get to something. Because a lot of us are going to be glued to our TVs. Many of you may be at a watch party. The State Republican Party is having one at Treasure Island this afternoon. And again, the doors open at 4:30, 4 o'clock, something like that. And the speech is going to be right around 5 o'clock. What is going to be in the speech is still maybe still being ironed out. Dan Patrick is a guy that I've known. In fact, he almost hired me. Almost hired me maybe 8 years ago when I was working in San Antonio. And Dan Patrick is now the lieutenant governor. He's a former state senator. Now he's the lieutenant governor of the state of Texas. And last night on Fox, he previewed the Trump speech in Orlando.
He can't help but kind of take some shots at the media. That does gin up the crowd a little bit, and it keeps them not honest, but it keeps them on their toes. But, Laura, he's had an incredible record, as you pointed out. But here's the key. In 2016, 62,980,160 people voted for the president. Some took a chance. Remember, he said to some, hey, what do you have to lose? Some weren't sure in the conservative community or the Christian community. And now, Laura, all of those people are family. Every one of those 62,980,160 people have bought in because President Trump said what he was going to do. Then he did what he said he was going to do because that's what you're supposed to do. Politicians have never done that. Say what you're going to do. Do what you said you're going to do because that's what you're supposed to do. He's kept every promise. And these people, all those 62,980,160 are with him. Multiply that by now how many bring more people to him. I can tell you just in Texas, people I knew from the business community thought he was too conservative. People in the conservative community thought he was too moderate. Go down the list. They're all now in. And I gross that up by 15-20% more. It now puts him at 75 million votes. That's why he gets reelected. He said what he was going to do. He did what he said he would do. And that's what he was supposed to do. And people respect him for that. And they're now family. I've told him that. I've had a privilege to be in the limousine with him several times. And I've told him that. They're now with you, Mr. President. They know you. They love you. They're not going to leave you. And they're going to bring more people to the tent.
Now, you tell me what the president is going to do. I think it's going to be the classic rally speech. Tell us what you've done for us and tell you what's still on the list. I think that's what's going to happen. I think eventually that's what it's going to come down to. Now, one of the things that I found fascinating was last night Tucker Carlson nailed it. In fact, let's go to cut three. This is Tucker Carlson. He nailed it when he was lamenting about the People's Republic of California. We were talking a bit with Michael Schaus about this, how a lot of these people are escaping the People's Republic of California and moving to Nevada. And it's one of the things that a lot of people in this state fear, that we will become like or identical to the People's Republic of California. This was Tucker Carlson's cut three from last night on Fox News Channel.
For generations, California symbolized everything that was fantastic, was great about America. It was the most beautiful place in the world, snow-capped mountains, pristine beaches, lush inland valleys. But it was more than a vacation spot. California supported the biggest middle class in the country. It had an education system, the envy of the world. It had gleaming infrastructure. California was a state that made the American dream a reality. Now, the state of California is known for a very different set of images. Needles and feces in the street, a dying middle class, the country's highest poverty rate. Policies that prioritize illegal aliens over ailing American citizens. California is still a symbol, but today it's a symbol of everything that has gone wrong with this country.
I agree. I think he nailed it. I think he got it exactly right. Tomorrow, it's going to be a busy, busy show tomorrow. Wow. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to. I don't know if we're going to be able to get it all in. I just don't know. State Senator Scott Hammond will join us. Also, Megan Barth. And a guy we've wanted to talk to for a long time, Sig Rogich. Many believe he's a kingmaker. He's been a leader in our community for so long. And I've never had him on. We're going to fix that tomorrow. Sig Rogich, community activist and a conservative. That's coming up tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.